This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels. Hello and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom to four road schoolers and co-founder of Full-Time Families, the resource for your families, answers to the full-time RVing questions that you have and so much more. Tonight and every Sunday night, I am blessed to be joined by my lovely co-host, Mary Beth Goff, who will be here momentarily on the switchboard. If you're tuning in for the first time, I invite you to check out the chat that happens on our page. You can get there by going to www.roadschoolmoms.com. You can also connect with us via Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/groups/roadschoolmoms. Don't get confused because we do have a couple of Facebook places where we talk about things. We have a group and we have a fan page. So go to the group and be a part of our community. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Hey, how are you, Casey? My goodness, I forgot the Road School Moms dial-in number. How about that? I mean, the actual, you know, six-digit number after all this time. How crazy is that?
So where in the world are you calling in from?
Yeah, so of course I'm calling from South Florida, one of our favorite places in the world to be, and so excited to not be very far from you. And excited to be with our other Road School Moms this evening from wherever in the world they are.
Perfect. Well, as promised, tonight we are going to be discussing the top 10 ways to make money on the road. And if you're tuning in for the first time, we want to invite you to spend every Sunday night with us. Mary Beth and I come to you from wherever in the world we are to wherever in the world you are via this wonderful thing we call the Internet every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we hope, like us, that you'll take this 1 hour to recharge and reconnect with your community. Mary Beth and I have always talked about how much we look forward to this 1 hour, and quite frankly, we would do this even if no one tuned in. It's some time that we've carved out for ourselves, some intentional time, but we do have a lot of lovely road school moms and dads who tune in and take this intentional time for themselves also so that they can laugh and chat on the wall if they want, or just reconnect and find out what's going on with community. So we're happy you're here if you're new here. I'm going to tell you a couple of things that are coming up with your community this February 2nd, which is Groundhog's Day. You're invited to join us for a free webinar on RV inspections. Are they really worth it? If you're listening on the replay, no problem. Either way, you can just go to fulltimefamilies.com and search for RV inspection, and the webinar will come right up. You can either reserve your spot right now, or you can catch the replay of that. But the good news is, if you're on live with us, or have gotten on before the webinar starts, if you are part of the webinar, then you'll have the opportunity to ask live, real-time questions to Terry Cooper, the RV professor. So that's definitely a benefit of joining us live. As we all know, this February's Tampa Rally is completely sold out, but because it is breaking my heart, the wait list is growing and growing and growing, and you know, Mary Beth, this is not my strong suit. Telling people no is not my strong suit at all. We've decided to open up day passes to Saturday of the rally. So if your family is in town and you'd like to join us for the day, then I want you to go to fulltimefamilies.com and go to the rally shop there under events, and there, starting tomorrow, you'll be able to purchase your day passes. And again, we're going to have to limit them. And the reason why we have to limit this rally, trust me, if we could have everyone that wanted to come, that would be a dream come true for all of us. But the real situation is that these campgrounds are all built for double occupancy. And a rally like ours with 50 people, which in other worlds would be 50 people, with 50 rigs, in other worlds would be 100 people. That's 300 people in our world, because you know we like to have our kids. We've got lots of kiddos. So the actual facilities and infrastructure of the campgrounds where we are hosting these events cannot support the kind of numbers that we need them to. And hopefully this will be a short-term problem and we will figure this solution out in the very near term, hopefully by the next February rally. But in the meantime, we have to limit the numbers. We just don't have a choice. So that's what's going on with the rally. And Legoland is also, the registration for Legoland is closed because I've paid the tickets ahead of time. And so you'll be happy to know if you're one of the 329 people coming to Legoland with us, you better be dancing. You better be getting your dance on because it's almost time for the flash mob. We have been practicing up in here. How about by you, Mary Beth?
Oh, well, you know, we have crazy dancers in our rig, so we've had some crazy flash mob dance routines going on, but we are so excited to be doing that, and I can't wait to see it. It's going to be epic, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And well, tell them what's happening in March here for at Road School Mom. So excited about this.
We are so excited about, you know, I must tell you, I'm in awe, really, to tell you the truth. I was just looking at my calendar tonight, and I'm just in awe that we're already at the end of January. It's been such a busy month for you and I, and I know we're quickly moving into the month of February, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. But in March, we'll skip right forward to that, and I can tell you that the Road School Moms are going to be hosting our very first Bible study. Kimberly and I are so excited about it. Specifically, that the Bible study will be on community. Dieta Goker is leading that up, and we're looking for co-facilitators for this project. So if this is something that resonates with you, please reach out to me over at info@roadtripteacher.com or Kimberly@fulltimefamily.com and share that with us, because we would love to have you be a part of it. And we're also, while we're talking about that, we're currently looking for prayer team leaders to specifically pray for our Road School Moms in the different situations that arise. So if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, please do reach out to us, because we are wanting to fill that need very quickly.
Yes, absolutely. And I've had some people already reach out to us. I've been really excited and encouraged by the people that have reached out. You know, you don't have to have any special training for this. You just have to have a heart for prayer and want to do something for your community, and everything else will fall into place. So if this is something that you are looking to do, we are looking for you. So go ahead and reach out to us so we can find you. And then, oh my gosh, Mary Beth, I just can't even talk to you about how excited I am about this development. You know, I'm just out of my mind excited about what's happening in October for Road School Moms.
Me too. You go ahead and tell them all about it, because I know you're busting at the seams to reveal the big surprise. So let's do it. Tell them all about
okay.
It.
So when Mary Beth and I met up this over the phone this winter to talk about the new direction for Road School Moms, you know, you could just imagine the conversation. And then we're going to have this, and then we're going to have that, and we'll have a retreat, and we'll have that, da, 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 da. We're super excited. We get very out of hand very quickly. But definitely having a retreat for our Road School Moms community was high on our list of things to accomplish. Although I personally have never run a retreat, and I don't believe Mary Beth has either, that wasn't going to stand in our way. We were going to have a retreat, and we were going to have the best dang retreat that Road School Moms have ever had. And since there's never been one, that's a pretty low bar. But it's even better than that. We have, through a series of serendipitous events, I've been able to join forces with a company called Cruise Chicks and go and join them for their 5-day, 4-night Christian Women's Retreat cruise this October. And when I tell you I am excited, I am just beyond excited. This cruise is going to be so much fun, and that Road School Moms are going to be able to be a part of it and be a part of the greater community of Christian moms is really tickling me. Because it's lovely to meet with other Road School Moms. That's great. But it's even better to meet with other Road School Moms and other Christian moms across the country. Excuse me. I have such a tickle in my throat. Excuse me. So if you want more information about this retreat, you definitely want to get this on your calendar for October 13th for 5 nights. That Sunday night, Mary Beth and I will be hosting Road School Moms live from the boat, so you can be live in the audience and even come up and be on air if you want, be a part of the show. And that is October 13th to the 17th, and I am putting the link in our chat right now. And if you want to do that, then I want you to use the code RSM, Road School Moms, and what that will do is that will tell the Cruise Chicks that you're part of Road School Moms and keep us all in the same area. So please go ahead and do that. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh, I just can't even wait.
Oh, me too. Tonight, you know, I'm going to let you get a little drink, and I'm going to tell everyone that we are so excited about tonight's show, even though we're talking about an age-old question, how do you make money on the road? If you're out there considering a full-time family RV lifestyle, then you're probably trying to answer that question for yourself. I know that for us, when we started traveling full-time, it wasn't anything that we had put a lot of thought in, to be honest. We thought that was just going to be something that took care of itself. We quickly learned that it was something that you really had to put some definite thought and research into. And while Kimberly and I have been a part of this community for many years, we've seen families successfully fund their travels and families who have had to cut their journey short because they run out of money. I loved it earlier when Kimberly and I were talking about this. She's become the person that can quickly find scripture that kind of resonates with whatever we're talking about. And she found Luke 14:28, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.'" So tonight, go ahead.
Isn't that the most perfect verse for what we're talking about?
It is.
How many times have we seen people go off half-cocked, you know, they get this crazy idea and they think they're just going to, you know, live off the money that they have. But unless you lay that foundation, how many times do we say that, Mary Beth? Lay the foundation, lay the foundation, lay the foundation. It's the most critical part.
It really is. There's no roadmap at all whatsoever on how to successfully take your money or your family down the financial success highway when you decide to adopt this lifestyle of traveling full time. You really, really have to take a hard look. And I think that, you know, it has to be a realistic look at your family's unique set of circumstances and find the right fit for your family. Because, you know, you really, there are time, space, and just, you know, there's restrictions that you already have in place that you may or may not realize, you know, but I think it's a place that you really have to, you know, do your research and take a hard look at your situation to see what's going to work. And probably I would say that if you, KT, wouldn't you agree, if you looked at, you know, a high percentage of the families, at least that I know, including ourselves, probably the way that you thought you were going to make money while you were on the road is probably not how you're truly making money on the road. Would you agree, KT?
100%. Absolutely. But like we said, you have to start somewhere, and you have to give your family that financial security piece to to be able to take advantages of other opportunities as they arise. And that's what Mary Beth and I and the families that we've seen successfully on the road been able to do. Take advantage of those circumstances and change their income stream without disrupting their adventure or their journey.
Yep. So tonight we're going to share our top 10 ways to make money on the road. But since this is only a one-hour show, we have to keep that alarm set. We're going to be sharing a host of resources that you can dig deeper into the opportunities that we've introduced you to over the last 5 seasons of Road School Moms.
Absolutely. And you want to start with one of the first shows we did about making money on the road. This show touched on Road School Mom Laura Hamilton, who at the time sold 31 gifts while on the road. So if you're thinking, I think I want to buy one of those businesses in the box, one of those multi-level marketing businesses and go on the road, well, in that one, she shares in this episode that we're talking about, she shares whether that will work or not. We also talked in that same episode to Lee Saxton over at RV Armor about the unique opportunity to travel while working in a specific area of the industry. And we were fortunate enough to hear from another Road School Mom, Misty Lively, who worked with Amazon's Camper Force, and hear the upsides and downsides to making the seasonal money-making opportunity a part of your traveling full family economy income. Excuse me. So you want to go to that show at Road School Moms, and that show is called Making Money on the Road, oddly enough. So we will have all these links for you in the show notes to make it nice and simple for you to get to, but in our first point, we want to tell you that there are as many ways to make money on the road as those people doing it. And we really specifically endorse that you listen to the shows that we're talking about, because they will give you a lot of different aspects of how this all really works.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, like we said, well, like I said earlier, when taking a realistic look, you know, about your own situation, you know, the time constraints for me, I know for my situation, and it's been this way, you know, you love being the queen of your castle, right, Kimberly? But how in the world do you do it all? I mean, no matter, you know, what you have going or how many kiddos that you're blessed with, there's just a lot of things in a mama's hands. And so I loved our show that we done with Carol Parks from the it was for homeschoolmomsonly.com. Do you remember that show? We talked with her about, you know, really just, can you be a homeschool mom and a small business owner? And she had great resources for us that night. She's really dedicated to the success of homeschool moms everywhere, and we enjoyed our time with her. And that show is titled Can You Be a Homeschool Mom and a Small Business Owner? We're putting that right here in the chat as well.
Yes, absolutely. I do very vividly recall that show, because a lot of what Carol shared, the tips and resources that she shared, I then incorporated into my own daily routines and schedules, because even though at the point when we talked to her, I was a homeschool mom and small business owner, I was really struggling with those two, wearing those two hats and juggling those balls. So it was really great to listen to her tips on how to make it all work, if that's where your heart is. So our next tip is about the internet. Just about every inch of the world today relies on the internet in some fashion. In fact, oddly enough, we are coming to you live over the internet, so you can see how pervasive it is in our lifestyle. That's something you definitely have to get a handle on from the onset of traveling. If your income-producing business is dependent on the internet, you'll want to be sure you have crossed the T's and dotted the I's, and we have a show for that, too. It's called Internet on the Road. And in that show, we discuss the ways that people actually get the internet. You do not want to get yourself in your RV, get everything unpacked and set up, and then turn on your computer and decide that you thought you were going to be able to rely on the park's Wi-Fi, because that is not going to work out. I've seen that time and time again. People try to do that, Mary Beth, right? All the time. It's on the Facebook group. But I thought I could rely on the park's internet. No. The park's internet, at best, is for you to get some email in and out. And please, if the email has an attachment of a photo, forget it. That's not going to work. So you are going to need to have your internet in place, really for any part of your lifestyle, even if you don't make your money on the internet while you're on the road. You're definitely going to want that, because you're going to need that as a resource for your road schooling, a resource for your destination searching, searching out campgrounds to go, reaching to your community. Internet is really a key point, and going on the road without it and trying to make money and educate your children and keep in touch with the community is a folly idea. So go ahead and tune in to Internet on the Road at Road School Moms and get your game plan set for that.
Yeah, you know, the internet is one of the things that I think, I mean, it's changes so much. And what might be working this month, you know, probably is not going to work six months from now. You know, it may not even work next month. So it's something that you definitely have to keep up on. And, you know, again, I know I keep saying the word research, but you really do have to do your research and know where you're coming from. You know, sometimes I was thinking of this earlier, too, when we were talking about this, Kimberly, before the show. This, you know, sometimes the way to make money on the road comes from a source way out of left field. You know, it's not something that you planned on. It may not even be something that you knew you were good at. And that's okay, too, because, you know, just like Kimberly says, you're always where you're supposed to be. And I just, you know, we both agree that when you trust in him, he always leads you right through one closed door into, you know, kind of a grand plan of open opportunities. So a couple seasons ago, KT and I talked about two viable opportunities from the second season of Road School Moms about two of our main, you know, two ways that we both made money. For me, one of my main sources of financial freedom on the road comes from a pilot car business that was started by my dad. It was something that I had absolutely no interest in when he started it. You know, the opportunity came across just a few years ago, and I kind of took it to the next level. And for me, it's something that is very workable for me on the road. And so if you want to hear more about the pilot car business that I have on the road and something that you can take advantage of too, then check out that show entitled Income Opportunities on the Road. And Kimberly shares her experience on Steph's Estates business that she has as well.
Yes, and I want you to keep in mind that if you tune in to Mary Beth's pilot car episode, you're going to want to keep in mind that you don't have to know anything about the pilot car industry right now for that to be a viable income opportunity for you. It turns out that Mary Beth has an opportunity. All you need to do is be able to know how to drive and have a good driving record. Is that right, Mary Beth?
It is, and you know, it's something, again, you know, you never realize all the niches that are out there, but this particular opportunity, like you said, as long as you have a valid driver's license, and you have to have some flexibility, you know, with your schedule, but it is really an income opportunity that can be viable just about anywhere in the country. So if you're interested in that, you know, send me an email or reach out to me over at info@roadtripteacher.com, and I'll be glad to share the details with you. It's not rocket science, and it's something that can really make a difference, I think, in you know, the way that you can make money on the road during certain seasons of the year.
Absolutely. Now, another thing that people gravitate towards making money on the road, we touched on this, the internet and how it is a way to make money. But specifically, there is a business called niche blogging. That is where you choose a very focused subject matter and turn that into a money-making website. It's what a lot of people think is going to be the answer, and for a lot of people, it is the answer for them. In fact, it's how our family lives on the road. Many years ago, we chose full-time RVing families as our niche, and as you can see, it's been working out really well. However, there is a great deal of learning curve involved in it, and there's a lot of time investment. So if this is something that you're going to look into doing, being a niche blogger, then you need to start now. You need to start yesterday. You definitely need to start way before you leave your home. In fact, we started full-time families 3 years before we actually launched ourselves. We have a show called The Top 5 Money-Making Tips for New Bloggers, and that show will get you on the road to turning a blog into an income stream. I will, again, hazard you that you will not be able to feed your family with it right out the gate unless you're super terrific great at it, then that's possible, I guess. But the statistics show that in time, if you keep at it and if you follow the tried and true guidelines, of which we share the top five in that show, I'm sorry, I have this very dry throat, then you'll be on your way to turning your income stream via the net. I want to say something about doing that and how that has impacted our life, because this is not something that you would understand if you weren't in a house yet, in an RV yet with kids, making your money off the internet. What I noticed 2.5 years ago is that my kids had zero concept about how we survived, had an income on the road, like zero concept. I think they thought that at night when they went to sleep, we printed money off the printer and then used it to buy groceries. I mean, that would have been as they probably would have told you that's what we were doing. Of course, that's not at all what we were doing. No one has ever printed money. But they really didn't have any concept of how we made money because we didn't get in our car and sit in rush hour traffic. We didn't, you know, leave the house that huge chunks of time and only spend dinner with them. We were with them 24/7 and continue to be with them 24/7. And yet we were still making money. So what we decided to do to show them what we did is, well, first we brought the older kids into the business, and they are very helpful in creating the membership kits and doing the rally packets and doing whatever we need to accomplish this business. And so if you ever get your membership kit and your stamps on upside down, or maybe the return address is in the wrong corner, it's because the five-year-old is now in charge of that. So the other thing we did, yeah, exactly. Thank you, Jay, for that. The other thing we did was we went work camping, and I looked for a specific work camping opportunity, which we can also touch on as an income on the road opportunity. Although in our case it wasn't, we got a free site rent in Glacier National Park area for 2 months in return for cleaning bathrooms, cleaning cabins, and general maintenance of the RV park. And we did that specifically so that our children would see what hard labor was, so that they would understand that from an education, more opportunities are available to you, and that they would understand the value of a dollar and the different ways people make it. And so this is something you want to keep in mind when you're determining how you're going to be making money on the road, because when you spend all this time with your family, you're modeling for them what life can be. And it's amazing to be able to model for our children that, you know, you can create your own business from scratch and be successful with it. But you also have to keep in mind that they have not had any foundation for any of alternatives. They don't remember when Chris went to work every day. They don't remember that anymore. We've been doing this for so long. So keep those things in mind when you're deciding your income stream.
Yeah, you know, you touched on this when you said, you know, it's very possible that you will create your, you know, your dream job from scratch, and that's okay too. You know, it may not be something out there that's, you know, on a shelf, so to speak. I remember, I guess, Kimberly, it's been a couple, two or three seasons ago that we done a series on your location independent dream job. That was another great great show that I think was even a two-part series, and it really just tried to answer that age-old money question that we have on the road. It was really just how to create a job that will allow you to live the life of your dreams, where you're the boss and your job fits into your lifestyle, and you know you work for yourself to support your family. We've got that two-part series that I'm also posting in our chat, and if you're looking for that in our podcast over at iTunes, it is called, it's actually called Creating Your Location Independent Dream Job, Part 1 and 2.
That's right. That's right. So how else have you seen people successfully make money on the road, Mary Beth?
You know, the one thing that I can honestly say, and it's something like my dad, it's kind of something I came full circle with over the last couple of years, that he's always told me, and it really resonates with me when I talk to other road school moms or you know, traveling families, and that is really to stick with what you know. Stick with what you love and stick with what you know, because chances are, you know, if you were a nurse when you lived, you know, in a sticks and bricks house, and that, you know, that, you know, if that's something that you loved, obviously you had, you know, some sort of, you know, attraction to that, you know, job title in the first place, then, you know, don't give up on that just because you're, you know, going to start traveling. It's something that, you know, you can definitely tailor to meet your needs. And I can't believe how many nurses that I meet on the road. I don't know about you, but it seems like everywhere we go, there's always a nurse in the park. So I think there's many professional, you know, job titles that you can really bring on the road and make it work for you. It's not necessarily something you're going to advertise, you know, on the internet, or, you know, it's not like someone's going to call you up for that. It's something that you would definitely, you know, have to have some sort of, you know, word of mouth in the campsites or the campgrounds you're at, or, you know, if it's your idea that you're going to travel within certain rally schedule, that, you know, maybe that's something that you can work into that as well.
Absolutely. You know, it only takes a certain amount of grit to make this transition. It really does. It's just grit. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's not any great brains that you need. It's not any huge investment properties or investments that you need. It's just some grit that you need to make this a reality for you. We just, two shows ago, interviewed Leah Johnson, CPA, right? And she's on the road with her mobile CPA firm. What a great way to make money. Again, she's doing what she knows and what she loves, like you said. There's also, like you said, a lot of traveling nurses. I want to talk about telecommuting and the pros and cons of that, because when we got the idea to go on the road, I want you to know that, ironically, Chris worked for a company called Citrix that makes a product called GoToMyPC. They also make GoToWebinar and GoToMeeting. So if you've ever used any of those products, that's Chris was involved in the development and maintenance of those products. GoToMyPC, like Road School Mom, the tagline is that you can work on your PC from wherever in the world you are, just like you can listen to Road School Moms from wherever in the world you are. But ironically, when he went to his boss and said, my wife has this crazy idea, she wants to RV across the country, can I take my work with me and work from wherever in the world I am, they said no. And at first, I was very disheartened. I have to say, I was really sad because he had a great income and he had great health insurance and he had stability, it was really hard to give that up. But then I considered what we were really trying to accomplish with this lifestyle. Were we just trying to move our current lifestyle into 350 square feet on wheels, or were we trying to do something very different? And the bottom line was that God knew what we needed and knew that answering that prayer was not the right answer for us, that we wanted him to be able to have the flexibility to be with us. If we wanted to go to the Grand Canyon on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, you know, I didn't want him to be stuck in some meeting in the camper. And if we wanted to do something on a Friday at 3, again, I wanted him to be available to us. And so so that is something to consider when you're thinking about taking the job you have on the road, because there are a lot of employers who are willing to let you do that. There are a lot of families on the road where the dad or mom is still telecommuting for their job, and that works for a lot of families too. But, again, just take under consideration what that will look like in 350 square feet and if that is really going to meet the goals of why you're making this major life transition.
Yeah, you know, the space, you know, there's already a space consideration, right? So I think that for me, when I, you know, my road trip teacher business, when I started out, I never even considered how much space it was going to take and the weight of having my study guides, you know, physically printed out and on board with us. That was something that I hadn't even considered. And so I quickly had to kind of reverse that decision and make my products digital because, I mean, really, I just couldn't, you know, the original plan didn't stick.
Absolutely. We touched on Amazon CamperForce, but if you've never heard of that opportunity before, then you should know that during the Christmas season, Amazon specifically hires full-time RVers and pays for your site rent at an RV park in a location close to one of their fulfillment centers, and then pays a pretty good salary and bonuses on top for I don't remember what the bonuses are for, but bonuses, keep that in mind. And so, again, I tell you to listen to that first show that we talked about where Misty Lively actually shares what that experience was like for a full-time RVing family, because that is a very viable option. There are a lot of families that will work really hard for, you know, 2 or 3 months out of the year and then stretch that money for the other 10 months and then go do it again. And that is something that you can do.
Yeah, I know. Amazon Camperforce is such a great resource for so many people. And, you know, it's definitely not for everyone. I think Misty talked about that in that show that we broadcast from. Gosh, we broadcast that from our very first Road School convention back in Tucson, you remember? And shared lots of great information about that.
Yes. I'm trying to think of what other people do on the road. So some people telecommute. Some people do seasonal jobs, which includes Camperforce, Christmas tree sales, fireworks sales, and sugar beet harvest. Those are the big seasonable things. Work camping, you know, a lot of people think they're just going to get on the road and work camp. And the reality of work camping is that the jobs that will pay you a wage that will allow your family to eat on top of providing free site rent are currently few and far between. That is the reality. It is very easy to find a work camping position for free site rent. That's the going rate for work camping positions. But a work camping position that will pay you an income on top of giving you free site rent is fewer and far between. And work camping and full-time RVing families, this is like a new horizon. So don't be surprised if you find less opportunities for a full-time RVing family and work camping ads than you would for a retired couple, because that is predominantly who has been work camping all these years. And although that is changing, it is slowly moving in that direction. You know, there's a lot of considerations to make when two people are going to be working. That means they have to have alternating shifts, and the campground has to be agreeable to that. So keep that in mind when you're looking. But I invite you to go to workcamper.com. And Mary Beth, we do have a show about this too, don't we? Work camping.
We do, and I was just looking. I was just thinking. I know that you you talked about your experience, Confessions of a Work Camping Family. I just posted that on the chat over from your full-time family site. And we do have a show on that. I just have to find the link.
Yes, I believe we did a show with the people from Work Camper.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, that is an excellent resource if you're looking for work camping resources. And like it's like the monster.com of work camping. So go ahead and head over to Work Camper News. That's WORKAMPER news.com. And there you'll find an opportunity to subscribe to their job board. So that's something to think about. How else did they make money on the road, Mary Beth?
Well, I think that, you know, some people have figured out, like you talked about, even though there are some people that are, you know, some employers that may not be open to it, you know, I remember the family that, you know, he was a pilot, and so he went on about his normal, you know, normal routine, and they always just made sure that they were within, you know, so many miles of an airport, right, when they had to be there. I know Road School Moms, Jill Dinkins, at one point, her husband's job, they just had to make sure they were in a certain radius. You know, so I think sometimes it's just kind of tailoring your travel to meet the, you know, the needs of the job that you already have. You know, that's one way to make it work. And, you know, there's a lot of military families I know that are retired that full-time travel, but it seems like, you know, that's another area that kind of coincides with traveling on the road.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I recall at least two traveling pilots who situate
mm-hmm.
their family, right, situate their family in a campground,
yep.
and then go and do their stint in the air, and then come back and move the camper with their family and explore, and then go back. So, like I said, it's endless the amounts of ways that you can make money on the road, and it's so funny to me that that is the number one question. I can understand where it comes from, but the reality is, once you've sealed in this income stream, or at least got ideas for an income stream in place, there are so many more questions to ask, like where in the world am I going to put my Instant Pot? So
we all know that's an important question. You know, I'm going to touch on the Power Pilot car business just a little bit more, because like you just said, that's kind of how, I can see that working as well with our, with, you know, traveling families that we know, and it's what we've done, you know, in our case, just like, you know, our pilot friends. You know, you get your, you know, if you've got mom or dad that decides that the pilot car business is something they can make work, and if you don't know what a pilot car is, it's not, like I said earlier, it's not rocket science. You see oversized loads on the highway, right, that are permitted oversized loads, which means they're too wide or too high outside the legal dimensions of a legal load on a semi trailer, and so they require escort vehicles for public safety. And those are those vehicles that you see in front of a semi or behind a semi that have the amber lights and the signs that says oversized loads. And so basically what you do, you get yourself a certification, which of course I have information about, that you can get with me, and I can talk more about that. But basically, you know, if you get your family situated in a park somewhere, that leaves you open and available to take pilot car runs, whether they're short ones or long ones. And you can basically work as long as you need to or want to in a certain area, you know, before moving on to another location.
Absolutely. I love that. I love the flexibility of that particular income stream. Another great one, if you have a degree, is look into being an online teacher. You know, this whole, like we talked about before, the internet is obviously here to stay and booming, and so much of our education system is being moved to the virtual world that there is a huge call for online educators. And all you need is one specific area of expertise, and you can become an online teacher. Another thing that is a great show that Mary Beth and I got all super excited about, and I know that I actually took the course and incorporated that into my business writing, and I saw a marked increase in my business after I followed the steps that we highlighted in The Writing Life. Do you remember that one, Mary Beth?
Oh, goodness, yes, I do. I'll find the link to that and put that in the chat.
Yeah, in The Writing Life, we talked to Katie Yackel, one of the presidents of AWAI, American Writers and Artists Institute, I think it's for. And that is an online writing course that you can take to learn how to become a copywriter. Anything you've ever read that you've gotten in the mail, or you've read on the internet, or you've read, you know, anywhere, is pretty much copyrighted, written copy. And people pay big money for you to write copy for them. So this course shows you not only how to write persuasive copy, but then how to find clients to help you fund your new copywriting business. And that was an amazing show. I was so inspired, and I actually took their course. It was fantastic, and I didn't take it to become a copywriter. I took it so that I could write my own persuasive copy so much better, and I have what I have gotten out of that is really priceless. In fact, the letter that I wrote that goes out to all the campgrounds for the FTF Family Friendly Campground Directory is a direct result of having taken that course, and it works over and over and over again. They just showed me concisely and persuasively how to write a letter that would highly indicate the benefits to whoever was responding about, you know, a positive response. This is just a great course. If you have your own business, or you're looking to be a copywriter, then this is definitely something you want to look into, and I definitely tell you to go and listen to that show.
You know, we actually done a How to Make Money on the Road series, if you remember, and I know we talked to several MLM businesses, and I'm looking at one right now. If you remember, we talked about making money on the road and feeding your family well. That's the one we done with Gwen and Greg Valentino when they talked about Thrive Food Products. So I'm going to post that as well. And essential oils, there were several that we've done in that series where we talked with specific families about what made it work for them.
That's right. And, you know, multi-level marketing is a viable option on the road. It is not as easy as some people make it out to look. It is hard work. It is a lot of legwork But I personally think that you could be more successful as a multi-level marketer, and what I'm talking about is doTERRA, Young Living, Thrive, Tupperware, all of these sales-type positions where you can buy a business in the box. I personally think that you could be more successful with it on the road than you can in sticks and bricks, simply for that you have a constantly new pipeline of people. If you're traveling, and you have a passion for the products that you're selling, then it should be a no-brainer to host a party to introduce all the people in that campground to those products as soon as you arrive and start cultivating that business. And we have seen that work over and over again. Again, it's a lot of hard work, and you have to be the type of person that enjoys selling and enjoys meeting lots of new people. But if that's you, then this is definitely a viable option. Just make sure that you do your due diligence and sign with a reputable company, and you're going to want to read reviews and talk to other reps and make sure that you feel confident in the commission structures they have and that they are a reputable company.
Yeah, you know, it kind of goes back to what you said earlier about grit. And, you know, if you've got the drive to do this, well, first of all, you've probably got some kind of grit and drive to even be in this lifestyle in the first place, because you've probably surpassed some mountains to get where you're at. But it's really just all about trying to figure out how to make it work for you. And Road School Mom Diane Felty mentioned on the chat tonight about network marketing. And, you know, if you've got a certain product that might sell well on Etsy, or maybe you use eBay or whatever, it's really just about finding the right avenue, you know, for your journey. Because, you know, what's good for you is definitely not going to be good for me. And it's something, like Kimberly said, you've really got to do your due diligence and, you know, make sure that you know all the rules of the game that you're playing before you get started.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mary Beth and I would be remiss if we only dealt with income on the road tonight and did not tackle expenditures on the road. And we're not going to go into a whole budget. I do have a budget available with your purchase of How to Hit the Road. It comes with a downloadable, customizable budget, so you would know exactly how much this lifestyle will cost you. But the reality is, with this lifestyle, you have the flexibility to really limit your expenditures, which means that your money can go a lot farther, which means you have a lot more flexibility in how you make money. If you lived in a house and have to earn $100,000 to support that lifestyle, and now you live in a camper and you don't have any credit card debt and you own your camper and your, you know, vehicle outright, and you are diligent about how you spend money at campgrounds and possibly take advantage of the Thousand Trails system and the money savings that that provides, then you have the opportunity to live this lifestyle very economically. And what that means is flexibility in how you make money. So these are the kinds of things that you want to take in consideration when you're thinking about not only how am I going to make money on the road, but what am I going to spend money on the road, and how much do I actually need to live? The one thing that we have come away from this experience in the last 6 years with is that money is an absolute tool for us. That's all it is. It's not a status symbol. It's not. It doesn't have any emotional credit with us at all anymore. It is just a tool for us to eat, for us to feed the truck with gas so we can get to the next destination, for us to do some of the things that we like to do at the destinations we go to. We take advantage of free and cheap stuff as much as possible. And Mary Beth and I also have shows about finding free and cheap stuff on the road. But really limiting your expenditures is totally part of this formula. And so when you're thinking about this lifestyle, take that into consideration too.
Yes, there's a lot to take into consideration. And like I talked about before, I think the main thing to remember is I don't care how much planning you do, right? It's probably not going to look anything like you thought it would in the beginning. So it's really about developing the flexibility to, you know, be graceful when things are change and realize that it's not really your plan. It's really a part of, you know, a bigger plan, and that, you know, God knows what direction that you have, you know, that you're going, even if you don't. So it's kind of all about obedience and the flexibility to let, you know, to be led.
Absolutely. And being a good steward with the gift that God gives you is when he gives you these resources to make money on the road and then actually provide the money on the road, be a good steward of that. Take care of that. Don't take it for granted. This life that we've all been given is a miracle, is a true blessing, and so treat it that way.
It is. It is indeed. Goodness, we talked about our busy January. We've touched on what we're doing in March, but I have to tell you that I'm really looking forward to next month here at Road School Moms. We are going to start a series appropriately titled for the month of February, All Things Love. I can't wait. It's going to be perfect. It's a four-part series for the 4 weeks in February, and Kimberly and I are going to talk about the love of God. We're going to talk about the love of family and the love of country and the love of community. And I can't wait to see how that unfolds. It's going to fit right in with what we have going on in another four-part series that we're working on entitled This Is How We Road School. And that may not sound like it goes together, but you'll want to tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Ultimate Road School Network. And see what we have in store for you, because we're going to be bringing a little bit of both of our road school adventures into the mix. We're going to investigate what makes the Road School Moms community tick when it comes to road school, and we're going to bring all those perspectives into play for traveling families like ourselves, and we're going to talk about love.
I just can't wait. I love to talk about love. It's going to be wonderful. I'm really inspired every time I think about these four shows coming up. I see a pink background with red bubbly hearts floating up like champagne bubbles.
You've got visions in your head already? Oh, my goodness.
I do. I'm so enamored with this whole concept. And this is going to be our first month of having a series. So you're going to want to not miss a single show. And really, we really strongly encourage you to make yourself a priority and make this hour of connecting with your community and other road school moms a priority as well. Because through this connection, you're really going to find that you are energized. You feel like you're not the only crazy one out there. We're all crazy. It's just a real blessing to give yourself this hour every Sunday night. So join us. We're going to be here anyway.
That's right. You know, speaking of love and February, I shared this on, I missed the intro earlier about, you know, our websites and then kind of what I do. But one, I'll touch on Diary of a Road Mom. I have been kind of gathering my resources for the month February. And I come across over at the lifeofahomeschoolmom.com. She shared a challenge called the 29 Days of Kindness. I don't know if you saw that on my Diary of a Road Mom feed, but I thought it was so interesting. I just posted the link in our chat, and it's basically a calendar. I mean, I know you've seen them before, but she had such great things on there, and I thought, oh, what a wonderful way, something easy. It doesn't take a lot of planning, and, you know, you could print out her calendar and tailor it maybe to make it work for you. So I'm going to post that and check it out. I'm excited about doing that with my kiddos.
That is exciting. I do want to tell you that during the course of the show, we have had someone contact us to be a part of a co-facilitator for our upcoming Bible study. So that's really encouraging. Thank you so much. And we have a special dedicated group to Road School Moms Ministry Leadership. If you want to be a part of it, again, just reach out to us, because it's working and we're working, and it's going to be an amazing journey that we're all going to embark on together in these coming weeks and months.
It is. You know, the last couple of weeks, we've had so many questions about, oh, gosh, I hear you're doing, you know, making all these changes on Road School Moms. And, you know, really, we're not making a lot of changes. We've changed our direction a little bit openly about the things that we're doing different. We are still, like Kimberly said, going to be available here live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time from wherever in the world you are, like we always have been. We are here as a community of road school moms and, you know, as women and parents and even dads that join us. And, you know, we don't have any restrictions on who can join our group. But it's really just a resource for, you know, family and for fellowship and our road school resources and just the encouragement that we can give to each other. What we're so excited about, Kimberly and I, is the addition of our Road School Moms Ministry. And really, that's just a You know, just kind of a, I don't want to call it a sideline because that makes it sound like it's not our focus. And, you know, that really is our focus. And we're so excited about all the new opportunities that God has given us and blessed our team with in all of the opportunities that we have coming up. I mean, even this retreat, I know Kimberly talked about our cruise retreat over at Chick's Cruise for October. That really fell out of the sky. I mean, Kimberly, in her normal crazy passion for our new adventure here, you know, she talked about the retreat. It was something that immediately, when she said the word retreat, I saw the calendar with at least 2017 on it. It wasn't anything that I thought would happen in the near future. And then, you know, wouldn't you know it, it fell right out of the sky, literally, and here we are.
It did. It did. And, you know, really the whole point of this is Road School Moms and Road School Moms Ministry is just to be a blessing to our community and to each other. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. So Mary Beth and I are just absolutely in awe of the opportunity to do this. And anyone else who wants to join us, we want you to be a part of this desperately. And if it's on your heart to be a part of the ministry, then please just reach out to us because we've got space for you and we want to work with you and we want to bring as much and show as much of God's love to our Road School Moms community as physically and spiritually possible. So with that, I'm going to give everyone the blessing for this week and then we'll have a couple of small reminders and call it a day. So, may you be a blessing and a light for your family, your neighbors, and all the people who you meet this week. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened so that you may know the hope of God's calling and so that you may know the riches of the glory of his inheritance and so that you may know the exceeding greatness of his power towards you as you believe according to the working of his mighty power. Have an awe-inspiring, amazing week and join us again next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Sunday night from wherever in the world you are.
Yes, and Kimberly touched on this earlier. I know we've come through the last couple months of busy holidays and some things like that, but she touched on our Road School Moms group. If you're part of that group, please do share your Road School pictures with us. We love that. And as we move forward over the next couple of weeks with our series on This Is How We Road School, we really do want to talk with you moms out there who want to share your Road School experiences with us, and we like to do that through pictures. So make sure that you're sharing your Road School pictures in our Road School Moms group. If you're listening to us on a podcast over at iTunes, Kimberly and I love to get reviews. Of course, we love the five-star reviews, but that's okay. If you want to give us less than five stars, just please do contact us and let us know what we can do to better serve you. And when you're done with that review, be sure to drop me an email at info@roadtripteacher.com, and I will be glad to give you a free digital product of your choice from our website.
I love that. And I have noticed that we are getting more reviews on iTunes, and we appreciate each and every one of those. You know what those reviews do for us? Of course, they make Mary Beth and I very happy, but that's not what they're for. The more reviews we have, the more reach we have on iTunes Network, the higher our rankings go on iTunes Network. And again, it's not about us. It's about reaching more and more Road School Moms, because Mary Beth and I remember a day not in the too distant past where both of us did not know each other and did not know this community existed and felt very alone. And so it's our goal to reach out to all of you out there who may be feeling alone or lost or distracted or not up to snuff, and just encourage you. That's what we're here for. So the more reviews we get, the more people we can reach. So please, definitely, when you're leaving a review, keep that in mind, that you're actually making a difference in someone else's life.
That was a great explanation. You know, we talked about it early in the show that we are looking for co-facilitators of our Bible study in March. We are also looking for prayer warriors for our Road School Moms ministry. You know, if one of those two touches your heart, please do reach out to us. And if you just feel like you want to be a part of what we're doing and you don't know how you can help, shoot us an email or, you know, pick up the phone and give us a call and let us talk with you, because we'll find a place for you. If it's on your heart, you know, to reach out, then please do so, because we need all the help we can get.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap. So join us next week for the first of our 4-point series on love.
That's right. And we'll also be talking about This Is How We Rode School. Until then, mark your calendars for next Sunday night. It will be February the 7th and 9 p.m. Eastern Time from wherever in the world you are. Until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Mom, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.
The moderator has left the conference.